54 degrees, and I'm thinking you could probably go for the best 5 minutes of your day and then hopefully multiply this out. Use this as a multiplier throughout the day, right, Jason?
Absolutely. I think that's good advice. Let it be a diving board into a beautiful day.
There we go. All right. Well, 54 is our wake-up temperature, a little chillier than usual. And there is an upcoming event that I don't know that I even knew about till yesterday. And I posted it not once, but twice. And there was a little bit of hesitation posting the second time, but I saw another post. It's an author I'm enthusiastic about, Sharon Hirsch, and one that you've raised my attention to, Chuck DeGroat. And they're teaming up on a live stream Monday, August 3rd at 10 in the morning Central Time. And I thought, hey, we should talk about this. So here we go.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Absolutely. You tagged me, and I think the first time you
posted I did.
It, you know, the title of it looks like the talk is How Can the Church Change in These Critical Times? And even that question raises a lot of questions. You know, what does that look like? And part of it, I think, is knowing the two authors. So, you know, my knowledge of Chuck DeGroat, he wrote one of my favorite books called Wholeheartedness. But his most recent book is When Narcissism Comes to Church, and it deals with ideas of emotional and spiritual abuse, how it happens in community, and he's just really wise and pastoral in writing that book. But I don't know as much about Sharon Hirsch.
And I'll step in. Sharon Hirsch loved her book, The Last Addiction, Why Self-Help is Not Enough. And it goes on, a little lengthier subtitle, Own Your Desire, Live Beyond Recovery, Find Lasting Freedom. And that was several years back, but her more recent book, just out now, is Belonging, Finding the Way Back to One Another, which sounds like it's a big theme of what this live stream is going to be about in terms of connection. Moving from, hello, tell me you haven't thought about this, Jason, you're all about this. How can we move from disconnection and dividedness to connection? If that's not a relevant question, I don't know what is.
Yeah, absolutely. Even I had seen the title on the thing you tagged me in, and it, this morning I actually just added it to my shopping cart on Amazon because that title definitely resonates with the things that I think you and I talk about. Mm-hmm. It resonates a lot with the things that I think about. This looks like a great discussion they're going to be having.
Yeah, Sharon is so honest, so real, and just you can't help but love her. So anyhow, recommend the book Belonging. Look for that. And this event, check out my Facebook page. Again, it's Monday, August 3rd at 10 in the morning. Well, we still have 2 minutes. That's time enough for a devotion. We haven't done one for a couple of days. From Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, your book. I think we're into John 14, right?
Still? Yep, John 14, 17. It's a shorter one this morning, which is good.
Good.
So John 14, 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. The Spirit of Truth, this is what I'm saying, the Spirit of Truth, the precious third member of the Trinity, was called the shy member of the Trinity by the theologian Frederick Buechner and William Horton. He is ever-present, yet unseen. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Truth. He would be there to remind them about what is true about God, the world, and themselves. The Spirit of God is the most real thing about each of us. But sometimes it's hard to believe because he often seems distant and even absent. Jesus told them that although the world cannot know the Spirit because they have no experience with him, it is not true for those of us who follow Jesus. We have witnessed the work of the Spirit through Jesus and in our own lives. The Spirit dwells in us, but so often our minds are bombarded by competing messages, mixed emotions, and unchecked busyness that we fail to hear him whisper.
Hmm. Boy, the Spirit within us. He who is within you, greater than he who is in the world. I think we're going to get that song here from Mercy Me. Why don't you close us out? Because you've got the devotion and usually close it with a prayer, right?
You bet. So let's finish with the prayer. The prayer says, Jesus, you tell me that your Holy Spirit dwells in me and that he is always with me. But I need to be honest and say that I often don't experience the Spirit's presence. I confess my busyness, knowing that it is a blockade to hearing you. Grant me an undivided heart, O Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen all around Western Wisconsin. Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, there we go. Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Always interesting to hear what he has to say. Check out jasonkanz.com. His book, Notes from the Upper Room, you can get the book and get the devotion as well. In fact, contact him, and he'd even send you the devotions via email. 18 before 7. She's a little late for first cup, but it's her birthday, and she came bearing gifts. Cupcakes! This is like back in school when it was your birthday and you'd bring the birthday tree.
Yeah, except for your mom used to bake them, and I baked these.
Yeah.
And they look lovely, and I can't wait to try them. My children were driving me crazy last night wanting to eat one, and I'm like, not until my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, there is a lemon raspberry.
That was Mama Bear growling.
Yeah. Lemon raspberry. It's a lemon cupcake with raspberry filling and homemade buttercream raspberry frosting,
mm-hmm.
raspberry on top. And then there's orange cranberry, and those are orange cupcakes with the frosting is actually a swirl of mm-hmm. two different. It's an orange buttercream, and then there's a cranberry frosting swirled on there as well.
Delicious. Hey, you had a listener, Cody, who dropped some goodies by.
Yeah, is that what this is
that's
sitting
what
here?
That is.
I got to
go ahead.
I got to look.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Ooh, some homemade rolls, some syrups, and some half and half, and some coffee. He got me coffee. That's fantastic. Ooh, Machu Picchu. Coffee. Delicious.
Cody, you're up
there.
Cody. One of the top-ranked listeners of the week, for sure.
Absolutely. This is awesome. I'm going to make a cup of this very soon here. This is awesome. I love that he even did the creamer.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He's listening.
Aww.
He's aware.
It's a nice little note here. You guys are awesome.
So,
perfect.
There we go. All right. Thank you to him. And as long as you're here, Hillary.
You're older than you've ever been. And you're even older. And you're even older.
You know, this is one of my favorite groups.
Really?
Right up there with Need to Breathe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They might be giants.
And now you're older still.
Bum, bum.
All right. Very good. So far, so good on your birthday, July 23rd.
So far, so good. I mean, I'm a couple hours in,
uh-huh.
So.
Very good.
You know.
We'll see what happens.
It is Hillary's birthday today. There is a long and distinguished history of Hillary's birthdays.
There are 42 of them, actually.
And I don't necessarily mean that as a comment on her age. It's just, since I've known her, there's been something about this day.
Yeah.
Where odd
things
strange
happen.
Events have happened.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I've tried turning it around over the years, and now we just go with it. You know, I mean, like, we've had pets die on my birthday. We, like, a friend's house burned down on my birthday, tragically. I mean, like, big tragic things happen on my birthday. And I don't know why. It's coincidental. I'm sure last year was a really good year. Last year was a really good year, but the big boy train came into Altoona last year, and
yeah.
my kids were like, Mom, this is very bad. You need to either go out of town
Stay
or this train is going to derail. But last year was good. Last year was really good. So I'm hoping, but I mean, like, for instance, like, there was a year my husband made, like, plans A through D because he was convinced that this was all in my head and this wasn't real. Okay, fine. So we're going to go take a day and do some fun stuff. Alyssa was a tiny baby, just months old. Get in the car, start heading out of town towards St. Croix. Major storm blows through. We end up sheltering in a picnic area. We're watching trees go down around us. It was terrifying, okay? Okay. Get in towards St. Croix. Can't go into the town because transformer blew. There's no power in the entire town. So we go to Interstate Park on the Wisconsin
Love that
side.
Park.
Yeah. Go to the visitor center. Power's out. Can't get into it. Had to use the restroom with a flashlight and try to change a baby's diaper. Interesting. Moving on, we went to the big toboggan slide things there in Taylor's Falls. Yep, they were closed because of the rain. There's plan,
yeah,
I don't know,
slide.
C,
yeah.
whatever. Everything's still closed. You know what? Let's go to the Minnesota side of Interstate Park. We're at the Minnesota side. Lissa starts screaming, what's wrong with the baby? Baby got stung by a bee for the first time.
Mm.
Finally, at that point, my husband agreed. We're throwing in the towel. We're packing up. We're going home.
Stay away from the potholes.
We go home to discover that, A, we have no power, and, B, we have a massive tree down in our yard.
Wow.
We couldn't even get food because there was no power at the store.
That was just one birthday.
That was just one birthday. And that was pretty typical. But it was just funny because that was the birthday. My husband finally owned the fact that bad things happen on my birthday. But now my children have this great theory where they're like, okay, Mom, here's the thing. Usually the whole year is, like, really, really good, and then your birthday is just bad. But this year, the whole year has been like really, really bad. So your birthday is going to be really, really good.
And I'm holding on to the theory that maybe the big boy train just kind of changed everything.
I think so.
It came into town last year. You gave a great live report.
It was awesome.
Was either on your birthday or the day after.
It was the day after,
and
yep.
So I just think maybe it's turning the tide. And these cupcakes,
awesome.
The thing with the cupcakes, yeah. As we go back to music, is like so many cupcakes you've done, they look so artistic. It's like you don't want, it's like an art project.
Yeah.
But you do want to eat them because I tried one of the,
art.
I tried one
yes.
of the lemon raspberry ones in there. And
that, okay.
I had to melt white chocolate and whip it into yeah. the frosting, the raspberry frosting. So it's actually a white chocolate raspberry frosting on there. So. You're going to want to try
like
that.
I feel like if Mark and I had made cupcakes, it would have been box mix in like Pillsbury.
And that's
in
okay.
A can. Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
There we go. WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show, the Hillary Birthday Edition on this 63-degree Thursday.
I'm two cupcakes in. I'm just saying.
You are.
I've had one of each flavor.
Okay.
Do you have a vote as to which one was better between the raspberry and the cranberry orange?
Honestly, I thought the lemon raspberry was going to be my favorite because it's like a lemon cupcake with raspberry filling and then that white chocolate raspberry frosting. But then I had an orange cranberry and wow, that was spectacular.
Again, I'm not necessarily like a morning eater, but I'm very much looking forward to already taking one or maybe more than one if there's enough back to my office later.
There'll be enough.
Chow, so.
Yeah, I'm not taking any of these home because I have some at home. Yeah, I've got 2 dozen cupcakes at my house yet. These are all for work.
Oh, okay.
So you've got some to eat. Yeah, you're good to go.
Birthday fun for everyone.
That's right. That's how I roll, man. That's how I roll.
Well, to eat a cupcake, you're going to probably have to take off your mask.
Yes.
And I want to just go there, albeit briefly. I think, and one of the things is just trying to say, keep in mind the kindness espoused by the late, great Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
I mean, I think at this point in the great mask debate of 2020, which has become an offshoot issue of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, if you are hugely, you strongly lead the charge in the celebration of the importance of wearing masks, and we know it's sort of been debated in social media. At this point, you won, right? I mean, right? I mean,
there's mask mandates, but also
everywhere,
a lot
yeah.
of major corporations
right.
are saying you can't
yes.
come in unless you wear one.
Right. Yep. And so, but even in our event Friday, I mean, there's not a requirement. Like when people come here Friday, they certainly can wear a mask. But
yeah, it's an outdoor event. We're not right? requiring you to wear masks. We're asking again. We want to respect our Chippewa County health guidelines, so we're asking yeah. you to keep your distance and such, but no,
right.
we're not forcing anyone
right.
to.
And so all I'm saying is that on some of the social media, at this point, if you won, just like in a game, I'm going to ask the people who are really strongly pro-mask, and they're bothered by it to whatever degree. At this point, everybody's being required to do it in just about everywhere you go. A growing number of cities are doing that. People are pushing for all I'm saying is win well, right? I mean, isn't it good like to win gracefully? Like, you want to lose well,
mm-hmm.
but isn't it also like if you win?
I think there just in general needs to be more grace and kindness. I think, you know, it's back to the whole Brené Brown principle where in times of uncertainty, people are going to cling ever more solidly to what they feel is right, be it right or wrong. They will dig in and cling to that without wavering. Because they are searching for certainty. And
right.
I think that we all need to be aware of that and act with a little more grace and love.
Can I just say, there's a certain nobility on social media to those who are able to just move along. Can I just say that? I mean, again, there's so much. It's on our page sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like a picture of food that we post on our page, you don't have to say ew. Mm-hmm. You could just move on. You could just go along on your way.
We're all trying. It just gets the negativity of everything. Honestly,
me
being very
down.
Honest, it brings me down. And I've had days recently where I've so struggled just because of the constant negativity and constant conflict and constant in-your-face disagreements. And it's like, I just don't want to fight. I just want to like
also,
love and live and yeah.
Anything on any issue in terms of it just doesn't play well when it's just like, hey, I'm better than you. Right.
I mean, right.
I love the ground is level at the cross. And so let's be as humble and gracious and kind as we can. So we want to be and we pray you do as well. Well, the WIB Wake Up Show, the Hillary Birthday Edition. We've been talking about it and said, hey, how old today?
42.
See, I don't want people to just 42. Mark up saying, right?
No, so, I'm
just kind of curious, like, how was it in terms of turning, you know, those milestone birthdays, like 30 or 40, or how are you handling 42 today?
I'm fine. Eating cake.
Yeah. She's two cupcakes in.
And okay. Drinking coffee. Yes. No, you know what? It's never really fazed me. You know, like turning 30, meh, whatever, you know, my friends.
Or even sometimes women, like, not sharing their age.
I never understood that. Like, I really don't understand it. It's just not me. It's just not me. I'm pretty open. I mean, I respect it if women are touchy about it. Like, okay, fine. You know, I'm not going to push or prod, but it's not something that ever, like, phases me, and I'm really proud of my age because that is 42 years that I have survived and thrived and learned and loved, and, you know, the gray is well-earned.
You can't change it. You might as well embrace it.
In the words of the great Jimmy Buffett, the wrinkles only go where the smiles have been.
There you go. Okay. So, I like to say you're the oldest you've been and the youngest you're going to be.
That's right. Yeah. So, no, I've never struggled
with it.
But
actually, in terms of a birthday this year, the one that's harder for you is...
My husband's birthday. I'm kind of struggling with my husband's birthday this
year.
Because? He turns 50. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's a little weird. Like, I'm too young to be married to someone...
Who's half a century.
Who's like 50.
Yeah,
really?
Because
he seems like so much younger than that to me. Like, I don't picture... he's like my age.
Sure.
He's a good-looking young guy.
He's interested in so many things, too, right? That's what keeps him. He's young and active. I mean,
he
biking
is.
And...
Yeah, young and active and dynamic and, wonderful in so many ways.
Yes.
She makes him sound like Batman.
But, yeah, he's 8 years older than me. So,
and we all have a little bit of a gap in between ourselves and our spouses, because 8 years there, Lindsay and I have about three. So she's not 30 yet. I'm 33. Yeah. She turns 30 in October. So about 3.5 years
couple
difference
of
between us.
And will she be okay with you sharing that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I think.
Like,
oh.
Sorry, Lindsay.
No, but I mean, sometimes she needles me, you know, lovingly about the fact that it's like, well, I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah. There you go.
So,
there you go.
I tell Dean I'm his trophy wife. Okay. I remind him of that. Fairly regularly. Just remember, I'm your trophy wife. Uh-huh. And then he says, I don't know what I did to win that trophy.
Well, I am 10 and a half years older than my wife, and that's not been a secret over the years. And I did say this line, and she's liked it over the years, which is, I said, I married my midlife crisis. So
nice.
You might as well, there you go. And so 10 and a half years difference.
My children just were put in on those. I married my rebound. I actually... Dean was the first guy I dated out of a very serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And he was like my rebound. And it was kind of sure, I'll go out with this guy. Sure.
God bless the broken road.
Like, okay, I guess I'm going to marry him.
People say things about that. But I always, when you say that, I'm like, you got the rebound and you put it in for a basket. So
there we go. I like that. That's awesome.
And we know how much you love sports. So. I don't know that this is Vicks Vapor Rub music, but it's what we've got. So
it's all good.
Uses for Vicks Vapor Rub that you never thought of.
And this is interesting. I found some of these really interesting. I thought I was like cool because my grandma always told me to put Vicks Vapor Rub on my kids' feet when they had colds. And I did that. And it seems to help them sleep and clear the congestion a little better. But I had no idea all the other things you could do with it.
It is a very versatile product,
evidently. Apparently.
First one here, and there's a lot, so we can't get through all of them, but pet training. And again, from this article from drivepedia.com, they say, did you know that Vapor Rub can prevent your pets from doing their business indoors?
Mm.
This, home pro hack helps you train your pets and teach them not to go to the bathroom in the house. Simply rub a bit of Vicks Vapor Rub over the spot where your pet usually marks their territory. Huh. The strong scent will prevent your pets from coming back to the same place over and over again. Eventually, they'll start getting used to that and want to go outside to do their business.
That's interesting because one of my first thoughts before even looking at the list was, it's what you put on to keep people away. And so this is keeping the pet away from that spot.
Oh, goodness. Also a great use for it if you need to fake tears. Say you're in a play or acting or whatever.
Hmm.
Rub a little gently under your eyes and the tears will start rolling down
just
your cheeks.
In the eyes
not
or
in the
tears
eye.
Will just, be very
yeah.
real.
Well,
be
we
very
all
careful.
Like to watch different dramas and we talk about it on and off air. So that's interesting. I'd never heard that in terms of, because sometimes you'll watch and you're like,
how do they do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, how do they make it look so real? How do you just turn on the tears?
Apparently, a little Vicks will help you.
That's interesting. Also, insect repellent. Next time you plan on going camping this summer, make sure you have some Vapor Rub with you. The product makes a great insect repellent. Apply a small amount. to your skin and clothing, and the mosquitoes will be more than likely to stay away from you.
And also, if you put it on the mosquito bug bites, it'll help take itch out of your insect bites.
I'll do one more here. Many uses of Vicks VapoRub. Fixing squeaky doors. Again, according to this online article, if you have a squeaky door hinge, you can fix it with Vicks VapoRub by just rubbing some on the hinges, and it'll make
That's
it quiet.
Fantastic.
You know, duct tape gets all the attention, but what about Vicks VapoRub? There's a lot of different
uses. Lots of the issues, lots of things you can help with it.
Huh. Yep, if you got duct tape, WD-40, Vicks VapoRub, you're good to go.
You can
and
survive
watch
the
Red
apocalypse.
Green just for inspiration. There you go. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.